Earlier this week, we interviewed Talita Noble, the conservation manager at the Turtle Rehabilitation Center at the Two Oceans Aquarium, about the work that they're doing rehabilitating the turtles, as well as future plans to build a turtle hospital at the waterfront, the first of its kind anywhere in Africa and potentially actually in the world. And our next interview today actually ties into that quite nicely, because the Turtle Rehab Center is one of the beneficiaries of a really unique art exhibition that's taking place in Cork Bay this week. The other beneficiary is Crystal House School, which you probably know is a phenomenal school for children from some of the poorest homes in the Western Cape. Now, some of these learners from Crystal House have collaborated with Cape Town artists to create a mesmerizing exhibition under the theme Renewal. And joining us now in studio to tell us more about this is artist Gavin Larkin, and shortly we'll be joined on the line as well by artist AJ Burns. Gavin, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amy. Thank you very much, and hi to all the Cape Town listeners.
While we wait for Rafiq to get AJ on the line, why don't you start by telling us how this exhibition came about?
Okay, Amy, so the way it came about was about 3 or 4 months ago, we started talking to Mandy, who's the owner and curator of the Inkbox Gallery, which is a superb little modern art gallery in Cork Bay. Mm-hmm. And we spoke to her about putting an exhibition together with the three artists. That's myself, Gavin Larkin, AJ Burns, and Sharon Patterson. So AJ Burns and myself are Cape Town based, mm-hmm. and Sharon Patterson's in Durban.
Okay.
Yes.
And how did you guys stumble upon the idea of bringing the Crystal House children into the mix?
Okay, so the way that happened was that we got this exhibition together, and I come out of an advertising background, 40-year advertising background, and in that profession, something's always got to have a name and a brand. So we put our heads together, and we came up with a name, Renewal. And that started off because the exhibition is in September. So it's been running a week already.
Okay.
In September, Renewal, everything is renewed in September in nature, spring and all that. And Heritage Day was thrown in it last weekend. There's a lot of renewal that's happened in our heritage.
Certainly.
Okay. And so Renewal came about. And, you know, to elevate this exhibition, we thought to ourselves, how can we uplift this and extend it beyond just a exhibition in Cork Bay? And we came across the idea of perhaps approaching a school and getting the children involved in a piece of artwork. And that went down quite well. And then we got onto Crystal House. We had a meeting with the CEO, a lovely girl called...
I think it's Audrey that's the
Audrey,
CEO
that's right.
At Crystal House.
Yeah. Audrey. Audrey and the art teacher, Matteo. Mm-hmm. And they loved the idea. And so it proceeded. They gave us their backing. And what we did was we chose a piece of artwork, a very complicated piece of artwork of nature. Mm-hmm. So just about every animal and insect you could imagine was in this artwork. We divided it up into 56 panels, and around about 53 of the artists each painted a little panel.
Oh, wow.
So that took a few weeks to do, and eventually each art pupil gave the panels back to us, and we assembled it all together, and it's the most amazing piece of art. So part of this whole thing was that we want to now auction this piece of art off, and 70% of the proceeds will go back to the school, and 30% of the proceeds we want to give to the Turtle Rehabilitation Fund, which you've just been talking about. They love the idea too. And that's where we are. So the artwork has been created. Mm-hmm. It's a stunning piece of artwork. And we're proceeding now to a stage where we want to market this piece of artwork to whatever corporate wants to buy it. Mm-hmm. And set the motion going, selling it and completing the project.
Great. Well, let's welcome AJ Burns to the conversation now. I see he is with us on the line. Good afternoon, AJ. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us what you think about the completed artwork, and give our listeners an idea of what it looks like. I've obviously been fortunate enough to see a picture of it, but not everybody out there has.
Yeah, good afternoon, Amy and Gavin and everybody else listening. Yeah, I think the exciting part was that each piece is great in its own right, but when the whole lot came together, it was fantastic to see how the whole was better than the individual pieces, and it It was also great to see mixed media coming on board. So people were using recycled materials as part of the renewal theme. Mm-hmm. Everything from plastic wrappers, sweet wrappers, to cardboard, to polystyrene. Even some people used some bark. So it was great to see how each individual learner interpreted their little section of the piece. And then when it all started to come together, it was the smile on both Gavin and I, my face, as we started to stick each piece down and the whole thing started to come together and to life, was just magnificent to see.
And what was it like working with the children on this project? I believe you've been quite involved in the entire process with them.
Yes. I mean, I only started in art late, and I wish I had a mentor like Gavin and I have been to these learners, and to see, you know, them explore and experiment and grow as artists, even in the few weeks that we've been working with them, and then to see the joy on their face and the light in their eyes as they saw the piece all put together, out in public, and other people standing back and admiring it and making comments and what have you. And then we got each of them to sign not only the individual pieces, but their full names at the bottom of the piece. And the excitement and the joy, as I keep going back to, that they saw, that I saw in their faces, was just worth all the effort that that we put in.
AJ, where can listeners view this piece of art that we're talking about? Is it available to see online, or do people have to go to the exhibition in Cork Bay?
Currently, it's at the exhibition in Cork Bay, but mm-hmm. I think through the social media platforms of the Inkbox, which is the gallery in Cork Bay, which is up Memory Lane, even at my age, I can remember the address, off the main road in Cork Bay. So it's available to see there, but on all the social media platforms around the both Gavin and mine and the gallery itself.
Okay, and then Gavin, back to you. So that is one element of this exhibition that's taking place. But of course, you and AJ and Sharon are also displaying some of your art. Tell us a little bit about your art that's on display at the exhibition.
Yes, we certainly are. So I've been in advertising most of my life with art on and off. But for the last year, I've really made a late career change and taking art professionally, amongst a few other things. So as I explained, it's a three artist exhibition, and a lot of my art is actually comes under the term renewed art. I use discarded wooden strips of wood, which I get from a supplier.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them a punt if you don't mind. It's EHT canvas in Woodstock. I also use pieces of paper from panel beaters where they've been spraying motor cars.
Oh, yeah.
And the overspray that goes onto the paper.
Oh, wow.
I collect that from them and I cut it up into little pieces and create artwork from that.
Oh, wow.
So that's
okay.
Just two examples. There are other examples of uh-huh. that. So part of my art is naturally renewal actually. And I've actually got two pieces on exhibition. They're probably my two key pieces. One is Nelson Mandela and the other is Desmond Tutu.
Wow.
And they're made from little pieces of off-cut wood triangles.
Wow.
And they're really phenomenal pieces. And if anyone's interested in that type of thing, they should really pay a visit to Cork Bay, the lovely quaint little Cork Bay, and pay a visit to the gallery.
Amazing. And then very quickly, AJ, tell us about your art that's on exhibit this week.
Yeah, so I blow large pieces of, large amounts of paint around large canvases with my mouth. And I've always been interested in the sea and in water. And so the technique, which is unique to me, and some people say I'm just crazy, but that creates movement as if it was in water. So one color comes through another color as I blow it around the canvas with my mouth. I don't touch the canvas at all during the process and allow the paint to move by itself, and also obviously encouraging it to where I want. So it's all my pieces are abstract to a degree. I have a number of fish, so I do create form in the abstraction, so fish, whales, etc. And then I have some pure abstracted, non-subjective pieces as well. And I like striking bold pieces. Mandy, the owner of the Inkbox, always teases me that she needs to wear her sunglasses when she puts my pieces up. But I've been blessed with the response I've had from the public in general over my journey of the last year or so since I've started professionally. And it's just been fantastic for me personally. Part of my renewal is a change of career and a change of my thinking and the way that I express myself to the world. So I hope people will continue to enjoy it and buy the pieces.
Amazing. Well, thank you both, you gentlemen. There's a message here on the WhatsApp line from a listener, Cara, who says, I'm a recently qualified mature art teacher at the Children's Arts Centre. What a wonderful initiative. So clever. So forward thinking. Congratulations to your artists. I'm heading off to that exhibition as I'm a mentor to some of my young learners. So thank you both, Gavin and AJ, and all the best with the exhibition and the auction of that piece. I would encourage our listeners to head over to Cork Bay to the Inkbox Gallery. It's in number 2 Memory Lane, Cork Bay, and also take a look at that beautiful piece of work that's up for auction, and the proceeds, of course, going to such a good cause. Thank you both, AJ and Gavin.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Thanks very much.